Dr. Sarah Russo. I'm here with Sterling.
Yo, what's good, Boston?
One of my guests and my assistant, Heather Leone. She works with the SAC Squad. We do a lot of events on a weekly basis. Thanks for coming, guys.
We came twice.
Huh?
We came twice.
Oh, yes, we did. So I am Dr. Sarah Russo. I created the SAC app. It's on iTunes and Google Play. Please get down there and download it. You can keep track of your hookups and everything else. I mean, Heather knows like I do. A lot of women keep lists of who they sleep with. Do you know any women that keep lists of who they sleep with?
Wow.
That's Are you aware of this?
That would be an interesting and very varied list.
You don't want that list getting out. That's why the SAC app is password protected, and we made it so nobody can break into it.
Good.
So
well, that's
the second,
good.
The second you sign out of the SAC app, you're not getting in. So you, all you cheaters out there, we got protection for you.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So anyway, so tonight we're going to talk about sex toys. Heather and I have discovered along the way that a lot of people are sex toy shy, so we decided to bring in the SAC with Dr. Sarah Russo. We're going to talk about sex toys tonight. And Sterling is a big fan of those.
Well, let's just say that through past experiences, having been with your beloved mistress, Jada Sin, I managed to learn a little bit about sex toys and things of that nature. So I'm sure Jada will watch this show later on and laugh at my ass for trying to act like an expert on these things. We'll see, though. Maybe I know more than you realize. We'll see. Maybe more than I realize.
We'll see later on tonight. We do have people calling in. Our number is 508-690-6906066 to call in with various questions.
What is it again? What's the number again?
508-690-6906066.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. We'll be doing calls and stuff like that. A lot of people have had problems with sex toy issues, embarrassing stories. So if you have an embarrassing story, please give us a call. Have you had any? Personally?
Well, I would say that in my time with, have been with Jada, you know, she showed me a few things about sex toys that where I thought I knew what I was getting myself into, only to realize when in the dungeon of Mistress Jada Sin that maybe I did not know this new found foe or friend quite like I did.
Yeah,
you know what?
You're right. A lot of people out there don't realize how kinky maybe the other individual is. How do you feel about that?
I think it's very true.
Do you have any stories about anything, like a friend of yours experienced with any boyfriends or anything? Did you have a friend that had a boyfriend that was a little overly?
I did. She found out that he was stealing her.
Stealing what?
Her sex toys, her dildos, and using them in a way she was not aware he liked to use
what?
Her sex toys.
Oh, my God.
Let's just say that relationship didn't last much longer.
Let's hope he wasn't stealing lingerie or anything.
Well,
right?
first thing is a thief. First thing
is
first.
I know.
And then it was a matter of how are you using said stolen sex toys? You know, but first and foremost, being a thief. You know, so he ain't getting no love if he's a thief.
Absolutely not. I had a friend, this is a good story about sex toys.
Do tell.
She was having her spare tire changed for real, and she was at some her friends of hers house, and she's getting her eyebrows waxed. And while she was doing that, somebody came in screaming that things were exploding out of her car, and everybody was confused, and it was like Coke cans or anything like that. So she ran out of there because she knew in a hidden bag, like it was like an H&M bag, so it looked like she went shopping. She had all the sex toys hidden. She got out there, and all over the driveway were the sex toys. So she's like, oh no, this is embarrassing. You know, she had to pick them up. May have been some beads that are used. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Hopefully there were no children involved in that story.
Yeah, I know. So,
and that's some kind of crazy stuff, but
what are you going to do?
Yep.
So,
people.
So anyway, so there's some interesting things about sex toys. We're actually looking to have people on, like from Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba. Hubba Bubba. That's a gum.
At 2 Ellery Street in Cambridge.
On Ellery Street, we did a little visit there. We have a little show for you about that a little later on.
Cool.
Things about, like, but there's a lot of things, like, background-wise that that
yes.
people want to know. Somebody's trying to call in, but I don't know if it's working.
You have a call in right now?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know if our line's
Do I see Dave Yang here from Dave Yang Photography right now?
Hi, Dave.
Get in here. Mr. Dave Yang.
Hi, Dave Yang. Welcome to In the Sack with Dr. Sarah. How are you?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like sex toys?
Never used one.
Never used one.
Can't say I can relate to the sex thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Photographer extraordinaire right here. Mr. Dave Yang Photography right here in the building. Good to see you, my
Thanks,
friend.
Dave.
Cool.
So there's been a lot of questions about sex toys out there and stuff. So what do you think is the number one, like, popular sex toy that's out there?
You know, I mean, aside from the Common Vibrator, which is probably the most common of all sex toys.
Right.
And
commonly used, yes. I actually, speaking of that, we've had another friend who was in the airport, and they needed to search her bag. And they opened it up, and boom, there was her vibrator. She jumped on top of it to hide from everybody, so, yeah.
There's no shame in having a vibrator.
No, nope. No, there's not.
It is no different from having talent with your hand.
Right, nothing.
You know, think about it, okay? It's like this, my friends. That vibrator does the same stimulating act for you than it would your hand.
True. How do you feel about that, Heather?
I agree.
I mean, sometimes we need that self-gratification because, let's face it, realistically, not all of us have somebody.
Oh, it looks like we got a call in. Sorry, I didn't.
Do your thing.
Oh, okay.
Liza calling
Liza,
in live.
Liza, can you hear us? I can't hear her.
I can't hear you.
Liza? Hello?
We know can hear you.
I can't hear her.
Nope, can't
Nothing.
Hear anything.
Nothing. Hello, there's a girl named Liza calling, but that's okay.
Text us your question. I don't know.
Actually, I just got a question. A lot of people want to know why the sex toy, the rabbit that was made popular on Sex and the City, why is shaped like a rabbit? Do you know? You might know because maybe we talked about it.
Yes.
Does Sterling know about this?
Yeah, Sterling, do you know?
The rabbit?
The rabbit. Why is it called the rabbit, and why was it made to be a rabbit?
A rabbit, and not
rabbit.
And not a male body part.
Not a penis.
That's a good question. You know, I kind of wonder myself why it's called the rabbit.
Yeah.
Considering that we're naming it after a small animal, and that in itself to me kind of kills my erection.
Oh, I could see why. I mean, like, a fluffy bunny versus.
I don't
getting
want
off.
No nothing in my body that's named after an animal, first of all.
Well, I hope you don't have a rabbit in your body.
I damn sure hope not. Damn well better be not a rabbit in my body. You know, I mean,
right?
But. I guess I don't quite understand myself as a consumer why you would call a sex toy or name a sex toy after an animal.
Well, thank God you're on In the Sack with Dr. Sarah.
Yep, we have answers
because
for you.
Dr. Sarah does have that answer for you.
We do.
It's not a better sack to be in than Sarah's.
It's all about the sack. Well, it was made in Japan. And in Japan, it's illegal to use a fellatio, a penis, a cock, anything like that. So, the designers in Japan had to make it a rabbit and call it a rabbit, and that's why. And I don't think a lot of people probably
know
that.
That.
Did you know that? Isn't that great?
I mean, I wouldn't have known that offhand about Japan naming.
But Dr. Sarah knew that.
Well, yes, that's your forte.
I know.
And did you know?
Yes.
Also, that they consider one of the most popular sex toys, lubricant.
Oops.
Lubricant as a sex toy.
That's the number one,
the
which
number
is weird.
One.
But that's a damn good one to have.
It is, but but I would not.
Especially from One Condoms in Boston, and hopefully we have them on next week. Those are one of my boys.
But see, now, certain lubricants, certain lubricants are better than others, though.
They are.
It's true.
Okay.
But like, speaking of that, can we get any audience members over here, or do you want to talk about, I did bring you a present, Sterling. Yes.
Let's see. Do
Sterling,
we have
we
any
have
willing audience participation over here?
I don't know.
I see a lot of people nursing their drinks.
True.
A lot of that going on here.
A lot of nurses in here.
Yeah.
For Dr. Sarah.
I know. Why don't you grab one of these long-haired dudes? Heather.
All right, here.
All right.
Heather's going to go get some of
Jared, you're
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Jared. Grab anybody.
All right, Jared.
Anyone.
Come on over. Grab someone.
Come on over.
Come on over.
Come on over. You're in the sack with Dr. Sarah.
Dave Yang.
Come
oh
on
my
our
goodness.
Show. Come on over.
Come on over, buddy.
Do you know what one of these is? He says that's a cock ring. He knows.
He knew.
He knows his stuff.
A lot of people don't know that.
He owns seven.
Seven.
Seven. Seven cock.
Does yours vibrate?
Yeah. Of course. Oh. This stimulates the clit, but you need one on the other side to stimulate all.
So how many would you recommend? Two?
No. There's two. One on this side, and he needs one on this side.
Right.
All right. Right. Jared, get us somebody else
you
who's not experienced
one.
In the sex toy world.
Eye,
just a random.
Thank you very much.
One.
Thank you very
while
much.
While we're on the subject of sex, though, everybody should download the sex app
it's
and
true.
Keep track of who you're sacking.
It's true.
All right?
Who
if you're making sex? Out, you're having sex, you having a threesome?
Uh-oh.
You can put that
okay.
in the sack
uh-oh.
App by Dr. Sarah.
Yes, if you're having a threesome, and be honest about it.
You got to be honest, because what if something happened?
We have another friend.
Oh,
welcome.
This man.
Welcome.
This man.
Welcome to In the Sack with Dr. Sarah.
Get it up, man. Get it up. Yes.
Heather has a present for you. She wants to talk to you about it.
Do you know what this is?
It's
a cock ring.
Why are we getting people who
it's
know this?
It wraps around my dick, goes around my ball, and it supposedly makes my dick a little lighter and bigger, right?
Does yours vibrate at
all? Oh, it vibrates, huh?
It does vibrate.
I don't need a cock ring.
Why?
Girlfriend's ex-boyfriend needed cock rings, so she had them on hand.
There's a slam, bam, and thank you, ma'am.
I tried them and it just didn't work for me.
Well, how do you feel about the next subject that Heather has here?
Oh, we have another one right here. Do you know
I will stick them up and you know what? Deep throat them, poop them out, pull them out, pull them on my urethra, slingshot them and lock it tight like a wrist rocket.
I'm afraid he's gonna hit me.
Take
with
them out like a deer, right? And we'll see
excuse me, that's my keychain.
I'll take him like a.
He wants to fling my keychain. Woo!
That's the Mohegan style. Tomahawk.
Call me Clorox. Call me Clorox. We need to get rid of my. We gotta dislodge him from his anus.
Can we say that?
Oh, man.
Can you set it on TV?
Are you enjoying our show tonight? All right. Well, he's all riled up.
Thank you.
We're
going
to get ready to sign off.
Thank you, Johnny Hickey.
Sarah Russo. Make sure you download your Sack Tonight Boston on iTunes and Google Play. Sterling, thank you for being a guest. It's
yes,
always a
I got
pleasure.
Y'all.
Anybody likes sex, we'd like to have you on. And my wonderful assistant, Heather Leone.
Thank you very much.